Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Family Secrets is a production of iHeartRadio.
I'm Dani Shapiro, and this is Family Secrets, the secrets that are kept from us, the secrets we keep from others, and the secrets we keep from ourselves. I've heard from so many about your own family secrets and realize that what we are creating for each other on this podcast is a community for those who are looking for a safe and supportive space to unburden themselves. To that end, we've created a number for listeners to call in to record stories to share here in this space. This week, I'd like to share a few of those stories from our community. Thanks for listening.
In May of 2019, I got my DNA results back from Ancestry.com, and I saw that I was 93% Irish. Well, I couldn't understand how that could be because my father was dark skin, dark hair, and had kind of a mysterious background, not deeply mysterious, but nobody knew really what his genetic background was. And he was the reason I wanted to get my DNA in the first place to find out where he actually came from. We thought maybe he was Jewish. We weren't sure. So when I saw it was 93% Irish, I was completely shocked. And I looked at my husband. I said, what on earth? How can this be? And I looked back through some of my relatives that I had never heard of course, you know, the old story. And one of them had the same last name as my father's mentor in the 50s. I was 64 at the time. I'm the youngest of four. I contacted some of these people after the shock wore off and told them this. And I was told that there was a journal entry by the wife of my biological father that I found now, that her biggest regret in her life was when she rented the upstairs, or when she let her husband turn the upstairs into an apartment and rented it to that young woman, her husband, and three children. Well, I was number four. And so my father's mentor is my biological father. He was 50 to my mother's 30 at the time. And so he's long gone. My mother was 94 when she died in 2018, so she was dead by the time I found out this information. My birth certificate father lived to 79, had no heart problems, had cancer, and lived a very good life. And I had a wonderful relationship with him and my mom. I don't think he ever knew. But my biological father dropped dead of a massive heart attack at the age of 61 when I was 7 years old. And I did know him. We called him Pop-Pop. He came to the house and he hung around. He always brought me presents as a little kid. And we moved from that state to another state when I was 5 years old. And I never saw him again. And I just knew him as a family friend.
Hi, Danny. I first just wanted to thank you. I owe you a great debt of gratitude, not only for inheritance, but for this community that you've created through Family Secrets. It's occurred to me often over this past year that the only thing worse than having to go through something like this and being isolated and traumatized is doing it alone. So I just wanted to thank you for giving voice and space to all of us. I found out last June, after 35 years, that a father that raised me, my dad, whom I adore, was not my biological father through a 23andMe test. My sister had taken one a year prior to me, and when the results came back, it identified us as half-sisters. Similar to how you express in inheritance, I was very confident that there had been some sort of mistake, but of course there wasn't. I texted a screenshot of the ancestry that was broken down into European countries to my dad, and he responded by saying, "Whose DNA is that?" Which sort of stemmed this crazy 24-hour period. I've always had a really strained, tenuous relationship with my mom, and despite not having contact with her at the time, I called her and asked flat out if there was a possibility that this could be true. In her usual manner, she responded by asking how dare I accuse her of such a thing and how she could have possibly raised such an ungrateful child. As the months went on, I became more and more fixated on finding out who my biological father was, sort of getting to the bottom of it, despite my mom not sharing the information with me. So my husband was kind enough to offer to hire a private investigator to try and find out who that man was. I have three kids, and one day at the pediatrician's office filling out forms, I realized that all of their life and all of my life, I had been giving an inaccurate biological history for all of us. So that sort of stemmed my interest in finding out who the person was. One night when my husband and I went out for a date night, he pulled over the car in our neighborhood and told me that the private investigator had found my biological father. He started by telling me that the man was deceased, which devastated me. I was just totally distraught, knowing that I was never going to get to see his face. But then my husband asked if I remembered telling him about the lake I used to go to as a young child, and I instantly knew the name that was about to come out of my husband's mouth before he said it. It turned out that it was the name I sought, and my biological father was what my mom always told us was a family friend. I spent time with him until I was about 7 years old, and we moved to a different state. So the memories I have of him are very murky, which saddens me because I knew him, but I can't pull up the memories that I have of him. I do remember the way that he smelled, and I also remember as a child loving him. So I do find some comfort in that. About a month or two ago, my sister gave me a huge box that she had taken from my mom's garage. going through it slowly and meticulously in my basement, I found a bunch of old slides. And as I held a couple strips up to the light coming through the window, I thought that it might be photographs of my biological father, at least what I thought I remembered him to look like. I know this is starting to sound crazy and like some sort of movie, but I live with the fact every day that this saga is actually my real life. I took the slides to a local photo store, and because of the pandemic, they told me that it was going to be a while. They were very backed up. So for about a month, I opened my email every morning, anxious about what I might find, until one afternoon I opened up my email and the photos were there. I found myself looking into the eyes of my biological father. So in the same slide that I had digitized and found the pictures of my biological father, there was a photograph of my six-year-old self sitting on the lap of a teenage girl, and standing next to us was another teenage girl whose profile I recognized instantly because it looked so much like my own. Since then, I've found the contact information for one of my half-sisters. It turns out I have three other half-siblings other than the two that I've grown up with. I've written her an email over and over and over again, and I'm sitting on it mostly, I think, out of fear, because I feel like 16 and 17 and 18, when I look back into those photos, I just feel like teenagers have an awareness about their parents' behavior that a toddler or an elementary school child wouldn't have, and I'm nervous and afraid about what I might find out when I contact them. 14 months into this, I'm keenly aware that I just have only begun this journey. It breaks my heart every day when I look at my kids and I know that my dad is not biologically carried in them, but I am hopeful that some good will come out of this, and I just thank you again for giving me a community and a place to voice my story.
If you'd like to share your story, call 1-888-SECRET-0 and record your story. We won't be able to run all the stories, but we do want to shine a light on as many as we can. The number, again, is 1-888-SECRET and then the numeral 0.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.